How do you detox the prostate?
Well, tomatoes are an excellent way to detox a prostate.
But isn't that the lowest point in the man's body, so a lot of stuff collects down there?
Absolutely.
And so
it's a muscle. Right. It's a muscle with a very low fat level. It's got the concentration of protein that the heart does. Because it's like a heart. The object of the prostate gland is to eject the sperm. That's the only job of the prostate. It's to eject sperm. PSA is garbage regulation. It's another measurement where the pharmaceutical industry says, okay, doctors, if you got a PSA count, treat these people for prostate cancer. If prostate cancer and PSA had anything to do with prostate cancer, when you have a prostate removed, the PSA count should disappear. And my patients have come to me with prostate cancer and then have their prostates removed, I've seen the PSA up to 86. 86. And if they had no prostate, why do they have a PSA count? Doctors say, oh, well, they start producing it in other areas of the body. That's absolute bullshit. Again, it's the pharmaceutical industry making a fortune because all men will have prostate problems on a bad diet sometime later in their life. Pardon? The PSA has nothing to do with prostate health. Nothing to do with prostate health.
You're right. You know, I worked on that test.
You worked on that test?
Yes. I worked on that test, and Jim Mercola developed it. It's all marketing. All of it was marketing.
All it
took us 2 years to sell it to the industry that, mm-hmm. that was the marker.
This is a biochemist.
No, I'm a medical engineer.
Medical engineer. Well, you know, medical engineer. Who knows biochemistry?
I worked on it.
Yeah. So he worked on that test for PSA. It is garbage. Science. It's garbage science. Again, the pharmaceutical industry, to get every male, and one out of three males has prostate problems in their lifetime. Very easy to get them to, and look at the therapy. How much does it cost? You got to probably go through prostate removal, prostate, you know, if you're getting radiation therapy or chemotherapy for prostate cancer, hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's a big money issue again. It's a marketing. Just like you said, it's marketing.
It was.
You eat tomatoes. Tomatoes are great for getting rid of prostate cancer.
But it has to be strained the way you say in the book.
It has to be what?
Strained the way you say in the book.
It doesn't have to be strained. Usually people who have a prostate problem have a little bit of bowel. They have polyps in the bowels. I find that they're, you know, you go hand in hand about 80% of the time. And sometimes those seeds in the tomato can cause some polyps problems.
So filter those out.
Yeah, filter them. Yeah, or juice it.
Very juicy.
Yeah. And blueberries. Blueberries and coconut cream are great for prostate.
Together.
Yeah, together. Yes.
The prostate gland supplying the seminal fluid for the sperm to slide on, not producing the sperm.
No, it's a muscle. It's not a gland. Really. They call it a prostate gland. And it does have fluid, but it doesn't. It isn't like the bursas, which create a fluid to keep lubrication in there. It's mainly a muscle. There are areas where it creates that fluid, but it's mainly a fluid for itself. Like the heart builds, you know, the fat deposits on the top of a heart, that creates a fluid too. So that part of the heart can be called a gland because it creates a fluid, which is like bursa fluid, which lubricates the muscles and keeps them from going into lockdown or Charlie horse.
They have those prostate exercise things. Is that a good thing?
Any exercise is good as long as you're on a good diet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's not something like
right.
That.
And just remember, if you have... You know, you got a problem anywhere, you want to focus healing in that area, your hot water bottle at night, stick it between your legs, put a towel over this area, and it'll work on that area. It'll cause swelling in that area. Swelling provides more nutrients to the area. It allows the area to expand and relax. More nutrients into the area. Okay?